Hello, my name is Dave, and this is our seventh podcast where we're spending time talking about our experiences that each person has throughout each and every day. We have more of these podcasts and stories on our website, and if you would like to watch or take a listen to those too, perhaps speak to an adult in your life about that, as they could point you to where you can find them. So today we're going to talk about wanting to be perfect, and we'll have a think about what perfect actually is, along with some of the pressure that it can create in wanting to be perfect. Is there another way that we could think about things? Wanting to be perfect can mean lots of different things to each and every boy and girl. What perfect is to you is different to what perfect is to me, and is different to what perfect is to your friends, to your cousins, brothers and sisters, adults in your life, or even your next door neighbour. It's very interesting that all of us would say something different about what perfect really is. For some boys or girls, it might be, we must get a 10 out of 10 score or an A in everything that we do. And this is similar to number one is the most important thing. Always getting what we want, or achieving what we want to achieve all of the time. Having our hair in a particular way, or even having a particular look each time before we go out and see others. Being a particular weight, perhaps, or having a certain body image. Pleasing people in our life all of the time. So there are some of examples of what perfect might mean to others, but perhaps I've missed something and you might have some other ideas. Now I'd like to share two stories with you which relate to trying to be perfect. And perhaps it might explain a little more about how this all works. Story 1. The first story is about a young girl called Rosie, and when she was growing up, she was often told by the adult she lived with that number one is all that matters. Rosie was fast at running, was good at sport in general, and used to win all of her races on school sports day. She progressed and began representing her school and county in athletics events. When she won, she got lots of praise. And the praise came from lots of different people, such as teachers, her sports coach, and the adult that she lived with. The praise was, "Well done, your training is really paying off." "Well done, but you should be winning these races anyway." "You're representing the school and your club so well, just by doing your very best each time." One day, Rosie lost her first race and was told she was not good enough any longer by the adult she lived with. She didn't want to race any longer, despite other people encouraging her to and praising her efforts, as well as Rosie knowing herself that she did enjoy the training, keeping fit and doing the racing. Story number two. Peter had taken over 1 hour to get ready to see his usual group of friends. He was mostly excited about seeing them. One thing he was worried about was one particular person telling him that he was too big for his clothes and that he had really big ears. Peter didn't mind so much about the comments about his ears. He actually saw that as his friends all making fun of each other, you know, just as friends do on a day-to-day. The main thing that worried Peter was about how he looked in his clothes now, and he'd been trying to stretch his clothes so they were bigger that afternoon, and he'd tried to look at himself in the mirror quite a lot, spending a lot of time thinking about losing weight or eating less. He was a little embarrassed about going out until he felt comfortable in the clothes that he was wearing. The short stories are two examples of how we can take on people's opinions about being perfect and then believe them to be true, or to take them so seriously that we worry about how we look or how we perform, as it was for Peter and Rosie. We mentioned earlier on how each person has a different idea of what perfect means to them. And for the adult in Rosie's story, it is being number one. For Peter's friend, it might be that clothes need to be looser to look nice. As we know that everybody has different ideas of what perfect is, it means that perfect does not exist. Peter's and people's opinions, rather, are not facts, which is why they are called opinions. We spoke about this in more detail in one of our earlier podcasts, Opinions and Expectations. So, what does this all mean then? It means that for Rosie, let's say, just because she didn't come number one in a race, it doesn't mean to say that she's not good enough. Far from it. It is impossible to win every time and to get the result we want on every occasion. How about all the other runners who wanted to win the race too, who were trying their very best and had trained very hard, just like Rosie had? And then in Peter's case, his situation makes me think a little bit more about how, even as friends, what might seem like a small joke for one person can really lead to someone spending time thinking about whether they're not very nice to look at, for example. Perhaps a nicer way for boys and girls to think is to want to improve, to do their best, to get better at things and to want to learn. These are great things to want to do. Far, far better than wanting to be perfect, which is something we can't ever get to. I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, and if you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts and stories, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. But bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.